was autumn, and around me the leaves were descending, and naught but the drumming bird tapped on the tree. Whilst thousands their freedom and rights were defending, the din of their arms sounded dismal to me. For Sandy, my love, was engaged in the action. His death would have ended my life in distraction. Without him, I valued this life not a fraction. As mournful, I strayed on the banks of Champlain. Then turning to list to the cannon's loud thunder, my elbow I leaned on a rock near the shore. The sound nearly parted my heartstrings asunder. I thought I should meet my dear Sandy no more. But soon an express all my sorrow suspended. My thanks to the Father of Mercies ascended. My Sandy was safe and my country defended by freedom's brave sons on the banks of Champlain. The cannon ceased firing, the drums still were beating. The foes of our country far north were retreating. The neighboring damsels each other were greeting with songs of delight on the banks of Champlain. They sang of the heroes whose valor had made us sole nation on earth, independent and free. And thus we'll remain with kind heaven to aid us in spite of invaders by land and by sea. New York, the Green Mountains, Macomb and McDonough, the farmer, the soldier, the sailor, the gunner, each party united have pledged their honor to conquer or die on the banks of Champlain.